Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley when things go wrong.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Loving and compassionate God, you call us to love our neighbors and to be bearers of your hope and grace in our world. Expand our hearts and vision to respond with compassion to those around us who are struggling in this time of uncertainty, anxiety, grief, and suffering. Give wisdom and strength to our healthcare workers and government officials as they provide leadership in bringing our country through this crisis. We bring before you and into our hearts and minds those whose work and income are uncertain, those who are isolated, those who are fearful of an unknown future, those who are homeless, and all those who offer them support and care. Those who are involved in care for the elderly, the leaders of our nursing homes and infirmaries, staff, residents, and their loved ones. Businesses and institutions whose futures are uncertain, their leaders and staff, school staff and students, and those with health conditions that put them at greater risk. Give wisdom and careful discernment to all our church leaders and local congregations as we seek to creatively live out our worship, witness, and service in ways that offer Christ's life-giving love and presence. Strengthen and sustain us to be your people, shaped by your abundant grace, bearers of your generosity and overflowing love. Through Christ, our light and hope, we pray. Amen. A prayer adapted from the Uniting Church in Australia Assembly. Sharing a reflection with us today in light of the COVID-19 pandemic is Mrs. Karen Francis, Mission Secretary of the Council for World Mission Caribbean, our partner in mission. Mrs. Francis, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Many of us find in music an expression of the state of our heart and mind, as well as profound words which challenge us. I'm no different. So in my personal reflections, music features quite a lot and reaffirms important scriptural truths. Not surprising then that as I have sought God's word for the moment, this seemingly never-ending moment of COVID-19 pandemic sweeping this world, I have found in music both expression and challenge. Two songs have preached to me. The Goodness of God, and Nigerian Igbo song, Narakelemo, What Shall I Render to Jehovah? Both songs speak profoundly of the attribute of goodness of God. One uses words such as, Your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hands, from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night you have been close like no other. And as I hear those words, God's Spirit brings to my mind the portion of Scripture found in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Thus He has given us, through these things, His precious and very great promises, which I might add, do not have expiration dates. So when my heart is overwhelmed, you know what I find at the rock, which is higher than I am? I find a reminder that God, who has taken me through many challenges in the past, is still God who will take me through the challenges of the present. Moreover, He has already given me everything I need for this present moment, so I need not desperately search for stability and steady assurance. He has already given me a reason to be in a place of peace, a record of provision, presence in my time of trouble. He has already given me Himself, which means I do not face these times alone. The second song, What Shall I Render?, raises the question, what could be an adequate response to all that God has done in my life? It expresses appreciation of God's abundant goodness, which could not even be sufficiently spoken using 10,000 words. I'm reminded of how much God has already done for me and how much His love overflows in my life. Even if I don't feel it, it is fact. It is done. Now, my response may not be adequate, but I know that my response to all of that has to be a life of faithfulness and trust. Instead of panic and worry, may I invite you to see Psalm 46 as a personal reminder to all of us? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar, foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of that city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters His voice. The earth melts. Hear this. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Friends, not even COVID-19 can separate us from the love of God. Open your heart to God. Be still and know that I am God. That's what He says. He is still with us. He will not forsake us. Let us pray. Almighty God, our hearts hurt when we think of our circumstances and yearn for a resolution to the things we face. Our hearts hurt when we think of others who face worse circumstances than ours. We choose to look to you, to read your word, which you have already given to us. May we continue to live faithfully for you and to trust you to take us through this and other challenges. We hold before you those who are alone and afraid, those who are hungry and out of money. We ask for the surrounding which only you can provide, even as we ask you to help us to participate in your work of healing and health for those who need it. We pray, believing our God is able, and giving thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
There is no problem too big God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move. And there is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. And if He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, brother, that He will carry you. And if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you.
Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Ridgemount United Church on YouTube at 9 o'clock. St. Paul's Norwood Church of United Churches on YouTube at 9 o'clock. And North Street United Church on YouTube at 9:30. The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe. Thanks to Mrs. Karen Francis, Mission Secretary of the Council for World Mission Caribbean, for her reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.